Hi, I'm Jamie Buckingham. We want to share with you just a few of the choruses that we have learned at the Tabernacle Church in Melbourne, Florida. This is not a performance tape. Rather, it's a teaching tape that we hope that you would be able to use in a small prayer group or even perhaps in your own church study group, to learn some of the new things that God is doing in giving us verses of Scripture set to music. Some of these verses have been set to music by people within the body of Christ here in Melbourne. However, the majority of them have come from all over the world, as God has given verses of Scripture to people, sometimes with no musical ability at all, who have written them down for the glory of God. This is part of the body ministry that Paul talks about in Colossians when he says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." It's come to mind just very recently that most of the theology that we have learned has not been from preachers, but rather it has been from the songs that we've sung from childhood. Some of these songs have been right, and others have given us wrong impressions of the kingdom of God, or even of God Himself. The one place we know that we cannot go wrong is from the Word of God itself. And therefore, Sandra Reed and I, with Sandra's mother, Inez Thompson, at the piano, I want to share with you just a few of these scriptures that have been given from the Word of God. Titus 3:5. "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." And this is sung and played in E-flat.
Not by works of righteousness which we have done.
Crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. All right, the key is F.
What's that mean?
Colossians 3:1-3.
if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Now, this is sung to the same tune that Galatians 2:20 was sung to, still in the key of F.
If ye then be risen with Christ, take those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Ye are dead and your life is dead with Christ in God.
Verses 6 and 8, beginning with, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And skipping down to verse 8, "Walking and leaping and praising God." Then back up to verse 6, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." The key is B flat.
Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus
from John 15, verses 10 and 11, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." We're taking select words from verses 10 and 11 and putting them together in the key of F.
"This is my commandment, that ye love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, that your joy may be full."
This is taken from 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." We're omitting the first part of verse 15. And skipping from the last part of verse 14 down to, "We know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." The key is B flat.
This is the Thank you.
This is Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. It's played in the key of F. We're going to sing it first as a chorus and then second as a round.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, again I say rejoice.
The Gospel of John, the first chapter, verses 4, 11, and 12. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The key is C.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But his own.
Shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. The key is F.
God is not a man that he should lie.
Shall he not do it?
Or have he spoken? Shall he not?
bouncy little chorus from Nehemiah 8:10, just from the latter part that says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." And we'll add a little bit to it as we go along. It's in the key of E flat.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord.
beginning with the latter part of verse 4. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. We'll skip a few words as we go along. Follow us in the scripture. The key is F, beginning with make mention that his name is exalted.
Make mention that his name is exalted. Make mention that his name is exalted. For he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One. Great is the Holy One of Israel.
We'll move into the Psalms, beginning with Psalm 3. Verses 3 and 4. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. We're going to begin with the latter part of the third verse, beginning with the glory, my glory and the lifter of mine head. And we'll come back and repeat it and then skip to the first part before going down to the fourth verse. Follow us. He is C.
My glory and the lifter of my head. My glory and the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice.
Verses 7, 8, 9, and 10. Verse 7, 8, and 9 are actually verses 1, 2, and 3, and then 10 is the chorus. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. And then the chorus to be sung after each one of those verses. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The key is E flat.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. For to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey.
Judgment of the Lord. My glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. The key signature is B flat.
Thou hast turned my mourning into dancing for me. Thou hast put on white sackcloth. Thou hast turned my mourning into dancing for me. And girded me with
the Lord is my light and my salvation.
Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Can we go back and pick up verse 1 again? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The key signature is D.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Key signature is F.
All the days of my life.
Psalm 32:8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Key signature is B flat.
I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. I will guide thee with mine eye. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. I will guide thee with
verses 1 and 2. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. The key signature is the E flat.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised.
Verses 3 and 4, beginning with the second word of the third verse. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. And the key is E flat.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. My loving kindness.
Verses 1, 2, and 3, and then verses 6 and 7. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. Then skip down to verse 6. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. We're going to use the first verse as a refrain to return to. The key signature is E flat.
Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Key signature is A flat.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people.
13 through 16. However, we're going to start on verse 14 and then go back to 13. It begins with, "This is my rest forever, here will I dwell. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation." Then skip down to verse 15. "I will abundantly bless her provision, I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout for joy." In this particular psalm, we're going to change the personal pronouns from I to he, beginning now on the 14th verse. The key signature is A-flat.
This is my rest.
This is Psalm 150, which is perhaps the doxology of the psalmist. And it's the entire psalm, "Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp, praise him with the timbrel and dance, praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." The key signature is A-flat. Begins with, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Then the seventh verse says, "Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain." And we're going to elaborate on that and turn into the words of Jesus, where it says, "These mountains shall be removed, these mountains shall be removed by my spirit, saith the Lord." Key signature is E flat. You'll have to follow us as we sing it.
Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit,
From Leviticus 27, 24, and we've doctored it up just a little bit. The actual verse says, in the year of the Jubilee, the field shall return unto him of whom it was bought, even to him to whom the possession of the land did belong. Now, we've taken certain liberties with the scripture just for the fun of it. Thought you would enjoy being pepped up a little bit with this one.
Yes,
the key signature is C.
This is the year of Jubilee, this is the year of Jubilee, when all other captives are set free. Come ye all, ye blind, ye lame, leap and shout for joy again. This is the year of Jubilee, this is the year of Jubilee.
Second Chronicles 7:14 is God's revival message coming from the Old Testament. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Second Chronicles 7:14, key signature is F.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and seek my face.
Corinthians 5:17, beginning with the second word of the 17th verse. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Key signature is A flat.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things are become new.
1 John 2:17. Beginning again with the second word of the verse. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2:17. The key signature is E flat.
The world passeth away, and the lust thereof. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever, forever. The world passeth away, and the lust.
Revelation 4:11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. In the Greek translation, the definitive article precedes glory and honor and power. So we sing it, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive the glory and the honor and the power. For Thou hast created all things created, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Key signature is A flat.
Peace shall they have that love the Lord.